views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Now.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and I will be joined here with Jennifer in a moment. We're going to be talking about something that I believe is at epidemic proportions. But before we do, shout out to Mr. Benny. Benny.
Hey, Pat.
Happy day. And this is a day where we honor the most amazing Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm, the doctor.
Yeah, the doctor. And it's also important, Benny, for all of us to remember what this day is about. You know, it was interesting because I know you've got young boys and, we have generations of people that have come along. And the question is, what are we celebrating? Do we know what we're celebrating? And sometimes I think, Benny, when you're from my generation, what happens sometimes is that you literally forget the times that have passed, right? You know, we're looking at a time we live in today, but there was a time that came before. And so when I think about that, I think about what it was like for me growing up at a point in time where almost every weekend, almost everything we thought about, at least in my teenage years, right? Especially teenage years up to 21, 22, 23 in that era. It was a moment of just incredible application of empowerment and courage and voice. And I think I fast forward to where we are today and we see some of that. We see it in different ways. But as you say, Benny, back in the day, we didn't have the media. We didn't have the social media. We didn't have the ways that we now get information 24/7 all the time on multiple devices, phones going off, messages coming across from social media. We now get that and we get that information. But we don't remember what it means, right, to burn bright. We don't remember like what it means in the world today to really step up and say, what is my life going to be like as I burn bright, I shine bright? What does that mean? And as I think about this, I'm thinking about a number of different things today. You know, I'm thinking about the people that we look at, that we recognize, that we hold close. A lot of times we talk about people that are of the, how should I say it, that are of the incredible level of celebrity status, let's say. You know, people that have made their mark. Then when we point to them, we either revere them or we are disappointed in them. But then I'm really struck by other people. And I want to tell you why I'm struck by other people. I'm struck by growing up in an interesting dynamic, an interesting family dynamic, where for most of my little young life, right, up until like, what is a little young life, Benny? Like ages six, right? Would you say that's six? Immersed in one culture in my family, like completely immersed in the culture that is part of growing up in New York, growing up in the Bronx, being from an Italian American family, spirituality, Catholicism, whatever that's involved, you know, being indoctrinated into that way. And then upon the death of my mom and the remarriage by my dad, I'm now introduced to another culture, another family. My stepmom was born in the Carolinas, as we like to say. People are they debate actually where my mom was born. Her birth certificate, I think, says North Carolina. I think the family says it was really South Carolina. So, you know, it doesn't matter. It was part of a culture in this country that had roots very, very, very deeply rooted, as so did the culture that I grew up in New York, in values and what was important. And one of the things that I love is that today with Jennifer, we're looking at what she does. She helps people burn bright today. That's what Jennifer Marcinelli does. That's her calling. That's her world. But in order to do that, what she's had to recognize for herself and others is that there are ways of being in the world today where we are not burning bright. We are burning. We're not even burning light. We are burning out. And what that means is, and she'll talk about it as we go through the show, we'll talk about what some of the burnout symptoms are and what it feels like. But the thing I'm so struck by with her work and celebration of this day today is that there is something each and every one of us can do to burn bright, to shine bright, like a diamond. Best said by one of our other peeps, right? Riri, burn bright like a diamond, and to live bright like a diamond. And so as we introduce all of you to Jennifer and the show and what we're doing at Transformation Talk Radio, I am really struck by three things today. I'm struck by, as I look back at my life and I get to talk to people that are younger than me and talk a little bit about what this means this day, given the level of diversiveness that we now see and we now feel. What does this day mean? You know, what did my mom teach me about growing up? And what was it like for those of us in the South, where as my mom would be standing tall in support of people of color, and when we opened up our home on Sunday down there in a very, very small town in Virginia, where my grandparents settled on a farm that had an outhouse and a potbelly stove until my dad redid the kitchen, I'm really struck by the community and the message of this day and what Burn Bright can be and can become in the world we live in. And I'm struck by the fact that, you know, when Sunday service was over, that's a whole nother show I'm going to do on that, Benny. But when that day was over, what would happen is people would gather. They would gather together. They would bring their instruments. They would sing. They would laugh. They would dance. And they wouldn't look at each other from a perspective of color or color of skin. The most important thing was how delicious the food was, how happy and joyful we could be. And certainly for this particular part of my family, how absolutely embedded in spirituality and love and kindness. And so that is for many of us, when I think about this day and I think about where I was during this day and the many days before, and the encouragement of my mom for all of us girls that at the time, my brother too, but not so much yet, to get out there and stand up for what we believe in, as Sherry Clark would say, to have the courage to be seen. And that's really today. There's a whole new energy and vibration happening to clear out those energies which would bring anything but love to the forefront. And I think that for many of us today, we have to recognize when we have symptoms of being something less than burning bright. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Jennifer about what does burn bright mean, why the time we live in is so important for us to look at, and how her story, her beginnings, just like mine, points to the question, are you going to choose burnout or burn bright? Do we realize the choice is ours? We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Are you ready to shift gears from spiritual seeker to spiritual rock star? Let Nova Whiteman be your aligning force that will help you navigate the ups and downs of this human experience. Tune in to Spiritual Alignment Radio with Nova Whiteman every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. Benny, so good, isn't it? So good. Hey, everybody, as I said, burn out or burn bright, the choice is yours. Jennifer Marcinelli, who I've been talking about, is joining us. Jennifer, awesome day.
Hey there. Hello from Houston.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, burn bright. I'll tell you, that was the moon last night. That thing was, woo, we even saw it here.
Are you feeling it?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I think all the electromagnetic stuff is feeling it. I was talking before I brought you on about sort of a little story about my origin and what Martin Luther King Day means to me, even without, looking at the detail of how we got to be here to talk about it. But one of the things I referenced was my mom and, you know, her vision of what burning bright meant for us girls and what it meant for her message to us in growing up and how to choose our life and how to choose our passion and how to choose possibility. And so let me ask you this. You are not just the author of what it means to burn bright today, but you are the person that is literally unzipping, uncovering, unveiling the the crisis we have with burnout. Was the choice yours?
Absolutely. All day long and twice on Sunday. It began with a very traumatic, a precipitating event with a health crisis to the point where I had actually nearly taken my life. And then I had survived when I received a remarkable, remarkable spiritual experience where I was taken out of the body by my spiritual guides and taken to a healing temple on the inner plane where I received basically shock trauma with my energy medicine. And once I was shown that my injuries from all of the hate and anger and resentment and all the burnout that I had been experiencing were incompatible with life, and I was restored and brought back in full consciousness. And there I am back in my living room after this big, remarkable event. And I knew that the choice was mine. And I had to make, I had a big decision to make that I was going to dramatically change my life and realign everything about myself so that I could move out of that darkness into the light where I belong and where I have the honor, privilege, and joy of being today and every day now. Absolutely a choice. Got to be made and got to be stuck to.
Yeah. I mean, this is really, too, what we're talking about, because a lot of times when we take a look at the things that we do in the world and how we are in the world, it generally, and I've experienced this over a 15-year period of interviewing people, what you come to is you come to this fork at this point in the road where you realize people have discovered something for themselves. And then there's a turnaround. And the turnaround is, you know, now that I discovered this, I'm either going to keep staying in the mess that I think my life is, or I'm going to turn around and help others. You decide to turn around and help others. So tell me how you did that, and did you have to face burnout straight face to face, eye to eye, and what did you discover?
So, absolutely a journey of self-discovery and of self-healing, which began with self-responsibility, because one of the things I have learned personally and I see over and over in my professional energy medicine practice is that the first thing we have to do is take responsibility for how I got here. Because everything that's come into our life, we've brought in some way, shape, or form. And it's not about blaming yourself. It's about just objectively understanding that our thoughts, words, and deeds are real, and it creates our health and wellness or lack thereof, and it creates our burning out or our burning bright. And we have to live with that and then decide what it is we're going to do, what we're going to do about it. So for me, I work very, very closely. I have a very, very close one-on-one relationship with my spiritual guide, which I'm convinced is how I survived. And I followed tremendous amounts of inner guidance that led me through Western medicine to Eastern medicine, acupuncture, Reiki, on this huge, huge journey of healing. And then I had plateaued. Then came the time where I had to start really facing myself. If I met myself 100 times on the road, I met myself 1,000 times face-to-face on this healing journey, and still am. There's always a step going forward. So meeting myself, dealing with what I had created and what I can, and learning those important lessons, making me stronger, and then moving forward. And then as I was then led into these brand-new cutting-edge energy medicine modalities, then I started my healing just took off like a rocket ship. It's a dramatic improvement in my health and wellness and vitality. My abundance, everything took off. And once I started getting there, I just knew I've got to help other people. And I could start seeing that everything that's happened in my life has led up to this very moment, and this is what I'm here to do. This is part of why I went through all of this, is so that I can personally experience it, learn from it, recognize it in my clients, and even better, know how to treat it to help others.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about this phase of it, let's just call it, is that, you know, a lot of times we talk about burnout in a different way than you just described. But I want to get back to some of the subtleties around this. You know, sometimes my mom used to use this analogy, but, you know, I don't use it that often on air because I just hate talking about the little frog like this. But she used to talk about the fact that, you know, sometimes life hits you like dropping, as if you were a frog dropped in a pot of boiling water. So you could hear my mom with this southern drawl, right, talking about this, like, oh, girls, honey, let me tell you, you know, sometimes it's not like a box of chocolate. She would never say that. It would be like, oh, you know, it's like taking that frog and just dropping that frog into a hot, but just that hot boiling water, and that frog just jumping right out. And then she would say, but other times it's like being that frog and being put that frog into a cold pot of water and slowly turn up the heat. The deal is this. Either way, it's still an ouch, right? Which way is burnout?
Well, I think burnout, number one, is different for different people, and it's a continuum. And I see this in my practice, that there are different classifications, if you will, of burnout. For example, there's the type of burnout that I had, which was more like the frog in the boiling water, who the sides of the pot were so tall I could hardly jump out, right? And which was much more of what I kind of refer to as the hyper-perfectionist, where you're anxious and you've got all these running thoughts and mental fatigue and anxiety, and you're running, you're pedaling as fast as you can to try to get yourself out of that pot of boiling water until you either can't get up to the side or you get some lucky break and you get a step where you can pull yourself out. But what I see in my professional practice is there's also another side where there's the frog that's been in that cold water that was slowly heated over time to the point where if they don't wake up, they become anesthetized, right? It's almost like zombie syndrome. The frog becomes a zombie, where the negative impact and the negative energies, unwanted energies, have been bombarding slowly and building over time to where the frog is basically anesthetized or a zombie in that water and doesn't even realize what's gone on and kind of like goes to sleep and doesn't jump out, or something hopefully happens that wakes the frog up and says, I've got to get out of here. So there's at least two classes of burnout, and there's even a third, maybe a fourth.
Well, you know, so here we are. We're looking at our lives. We know there's something not going on exactly the way we want. Let's talk about, how do I know if this is what's going on with me? You know, what are some of the things that I can sense in myself and in my life? And I know that, you know, this is your life's passion. This is something now that you've also created. You know, this is not just about, I wake up one day and I feel like I'm either a zombie or, what did you say, a perfectionist. But there may be a wider range of things. And the work that you do, Jennifer, is to help people, you know, move out of whatever it is. But let's talk about some of the symptoms, so people first can decide, am I experiencing burnout?
Mm-hmm. So I think some of the symptoms that I've seen across the board that are similar for most people is anxiety for no apparent reason that might manifest in ways where you have, like, you develop almost like an irrational fear. Some people may experience it as a social anxiety, awkwardness with other people, really having a hard time communicating, whether it's in the workplace or personal relationships, family, or what have you, or that really amped up anxiety where you, for me, for example, I had developed such a level of anxiety that I couldn't stand the thought of opening up email on Monday morning. So anxiety across the board, I think I see. The other thing is running thoughts, where your mind gets on its pair of sneakers and starts running around the racetrack and just keeps going and going, where these thoughts will not stop, sometimes even for days, which then can result even in mental fatigue. The mental body has been working so hard to create solutions that it just gets so tired and it finally hits a wall and just can't come up with any other any other ideas to get its way out of this. Other signs and symptoms are like insomnia, either trouble going to sleep, trouble staying asleep, or, you know, waking up in the middle of the night, you know, anxious, and then waking up in the morning, even if you've had a full night's rest, where you wake up and you're still fatigued. It's as if you've never, the body's never actually slept and restored. A couple of other things are moodiness, where your moods go up and down uncharacteristically, or you may react in a way that is uncharacteristic for you or the situation. And then, of course, sometimes that leads to pessimism. Things that used to excite you no longer do. And then also, of course, you know, being consumed with self-doubt, to where you get to that kind of couples with that, I can't even find a solution anymore. You get to where you feel like no matter what I do, it's not right enough. Or if I do meet, I do figure out what to do and I cross that finish line, the finish line gets moved before I get there. Or you just feel like no matter what I do, I can't even figure this out. Nothing's good enough. So those are some of the signs and symptoms I see almost across the board. A lot of people report and share this with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look, this is what I think is so important, because a lot of what you and I are talking about right now really mm-hmm. is more like my mom's story of slowly turning up the heat. You know, I don't mm-hmm. know what many folks that are listening today have experienced in their life, or if there was a traumatic event that sort of triggered the entire set of symptoms, right? Because that can happen too. Mm-hmm. You know, what do they yes. call that? The straw, right? The straw mm-hmm. out there.
Yep.
That could break the camel's
straw.
Back. Yeah, the proverbial mm-hmm. straw. And we're going to talk about this and a lot more. But before we do, I would love folks to know, how can folks find out more about you? And about the work you do, and about how you can assist them to really, you know, smudge out the burnout.
Yeah. So, So thank you for that. I have developed my platform, Burn Bright Today. So they can kind of take a look on the entire platform, hashtag Burn Bright Today. And I have put everything in one place on my website, which is burnbrighttoday.com. And once you get there, there's a lot of information. As a matter of fact, I've created a burnout assessment, a free burnout assessment. So if you head on over to the website, pop in there, take the assessment, get some feedback, and just kind of get a feel for where you are. And if you feel that you've got burnout, you feel like there's something more that you'd like to take a look at my energy medicine practice. Look through some of the packages that are available, see if some of that resonates with you, and then also everything is customizable. So all energy medicine is customizable for each individual. If there's something there you'd like help with, you know, call and schedule a consultation or reach out on my platform if you'd like, and start communicating even with the community, because there's a community of energy medicine practitioners that also can provide lots and lots of helpful free information as well. So lots and lots of good information and more coming over the next even coming weeks and months.
Yeah. One of the things, too, we want to talk about when we come back is we're going to go through some of the other symptoms, some of the other signs. I like to call them signs. Mm-hmm. You know, what are mm-hmm. they? What are some of the signs? And sometimes other people will see the signs in you before you see them in yourself. That
correct.
I know. Very.
Correct.
I have a best friend that's spending some time with me now, and she will see it and say, yeah, you sure you should be eating that second piece of apple pie? Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we're going to talk about the list, as we like to call it. But the list is simply that. There are steps to recovery, and Jennifer's going to share what they are with us.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
Oh, yeah, boy. There's nothing quite like it, you know, just mentioning to the word shine bright like a diamond. I mean, just saying that gives you such an incredible visual. It's something that I think that it was so much part of our culture, the idea of burning bright in many, many, many different ways. I mean, you know, Jennifer, it's great to have this be our introductory to Burn Bright today. And what it means to burn bright, and especially to talk about the contrast of that. Are we going to choose burnout or are we going to burn bright? And the choice is ours. That's the show today. Before we take a look at some of the more less obvious symptoms, and then what do we do to restore, to recover? How can people find out more about you?
So there's lots to talk about on the symptoms piece. Some of the things that I see also that are maybe not as obvious, because we tend to think of these as just a normal part of what we think is normal. Maybe let's just pick on the workplace, because that's kind of a good place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the symptoms come from when we are under unrealistic expectations, whether that's been put onto us in the workplace or in relationships and family, or that we've put in on ourselves. So when we are in a state of trying to continuously meet these unrealistic expectations or unrealistic goals, it gets us in a state of disequilibrium. We are completely out of balance with what we know what is right to do, what we know can actually be achieved, versus what we're being asked to do and how to do it. And this can really lead to a set of symptoms where we start feeling actually physical symptoms that are caused from like the pain of the pressure that we're feeling, because every thought, word, and deed, everything we think, everything we say, everything emotion that we have is real. It's an energetic, has an energetic component to it, right? And it has the ability to get stuck to us as unwanted energy and actually cause damage. So the more that these things take place, it builds up in excess and can actually like cause pain. So we can have mental pain, emotional pain, even physical pain when it's hard enough. So when this gets excessive enough and accumulates enough. So this can create a myriad of things that come after that, including excessive focus and worry about the future. You can get hyper-focused in one direction, you know, like a dog with a bone or damn the torpedoes, right? It's like, to survive, I've got to clear, doesn't matter how many bodies I leave in my path, but I've got to go for my goal. Not healthy for anyone. And we can become hyper-focused on work. You know, you've got little focus on your family or friends or other areas of your life that require and need your love and attention. Everything is about trying to meet those unrealistic goals, you know, trying to you know, bring home the bacon, so to speak.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you start knocking yourself out to gain approval from others. And what happens, the situation that I'm kind of describing, is we start getting these physical, mental, emotional symptoms. And we get into this cycle. The nervous system can get turned on wide open, become oversensitive. It causes pain. It causes different types of anxiety. And it can get so overtaxed that it either gets turned all the way on or it shuts completely off and you can't feel everything. So again, that's that dichotomy, all the way on or all the way off. Then, of course, we're feeling so much pain and so much anxiety that, of course, the way that society is, we tend to seek relief from chemicals in some form, whether it's alcohol or illicit drugs or even prescription drugs. So now we're compounding and making our symptoms worse. Because the symptoms are a message that we're out of alignment and we're burned out, but we start bringing in other medicinal purposes, if we will, whether it's alcohol or drugs or prescription, to try to dull the pain, and the whole thing is just getting worse underneath. Then coupled with this, then we've lost our connection with the divine, because now we're completely disconnected from the divine. We're praying and we can't hear answers, and we're disconnected from Earth. So we don't have this natural connection of human beings as well. And this just creates a conundrum. So this is why I always describe that burnout is this continuum, and you suddenly start waking up to what's going on, and you're like, holy cow,
wow.
You know, WTF, what happened to my life?
Right. You know, when I'm looking at this and when we're thinking about this is, and we're looking at the work that you do, and also how it helps people. Are we seeing a, how should I say it? Are we seeing almost like a standard for burnout? Do you know what I mean? Are we seeing something where you could point across the board and say, women are experiencing blank. Men are experiencing blank. Children are experiencing blank. I mean, what are we seeing? Clearly, one of the things that was pointed out to me was exactly what you talked about before, the numbing syndrome. And it's evident in the degree by which obesity is rising right now in this country. Is that part of it, or is it more complex than that as well?
I think it's more complex than we realize. And this is part of, as a former ER and critical care nurse, this is kind of the fun in it for me, right? Because part of what I do to work with my clients is to really make no judgment on each individual client of what their burnout is and what the causes are. Because it's different for everybody. And I think one of the worst things that we can do is to follow the Western medicine model of the way that we study things and try to say that it's something is going to work or be the same for a class of people by demographic. For example, this will work for women. This will work for men. This will work for millennials. I think that's one of the most damaging things we can ever do. And in my practice, it is crucial that every single client be looked at objectively and really explore. Number one, be listened to and really objectively look at what comes forward in the damage from the energetic anatomy, the physical symptoms, the emotional symptoms, the mental systems, and the memory issues that come up. And really take a look at these and see what is it for the individual and how can we tailor a treatment for individuals so they get immediate and long-term results over time.
I want to ask you this question. Let's talk about steps to recovery. Sometimes this is so daunting. I know not for you because, you know, first of all, you've been through it. And, you know, sometimes when we've been through it and we can figure our own way out of it, that's when we do the turnaround and we say, now I want to help other people. But if you're not you or you're not me and or someone that has been at the bottom and didn't even know that there was a hand reaching down to help you pull up, where do you start?
Wow. Okay. So there's a lot to this. And I'll back up because I think you said something that I think is really important. And number one is if you feel disconnected from your spiritual guide, whomever it is, if you feel disconnected from the divine and whatever that means or presents itself to you, that can really be a difficult spot. Because that, for me, is what literally saved my life. I had that relationship, and my spiritual guide was there at my immediate request to assist me. So if you don't have that, or you would like to have it better, number one, start there. But if you don't have that connection, there are things that energy medicine can do to provide to help you take those first steps. And there are a series of steps. One of which is clearing off the unwanted energy, because part of what's happened with burnout, and this is across the board, is that we've had these back-to-back negative experiences. I kind of think of it as like a slow IV drip of poison, where when the IV drips super slow and you've got back-to-back-to-back negative experiences, it builds up to where you don't realize until you're fully poisoned. So when that happens, you've got to have help. You've got to have an energy medicine practitioner, specifically a certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioner who can clear off the unwanted energies. So first and foremost, get some of this unwanted energy off so you can breathe and so you can think and so you can actually start beginning to connect with the divine. Then the second thing usually after that comes after that becomes identification of what part of the energetic anatomy has been injured and how to repair it. Because everything that comes into our life, every illness, every disease, everything that happens, 99.9% of the time, is first caused by, first takes place in the energetic anatomy in some way. So we've got to address the root cause that's creating the symptoms. So we want to go in there, see what presents itself, and get it repaired. Then that is some of the first things that have to be done so that we can then start repairing the anatomy, help establish that connection with the divine. And just as important is to reestablish connection with Mother Earth. We are humans. We are divine beings who are being hosted here. Mother Earth hosts us, and we must have the connection with Mother Earth to be able to come out of burnout and move into burning bright. We cannot have the exchange of light and sound without both connections to heaven and to earth.
You know, you and I, we're going to be doing a series, and we're going to be continuing this dialogue through your fabulous show. One of the things I want us to take a minute and talk about is moving forward. You're going to be bringing to the forefront not just a series of conversations about burnout or burn bright, but real hands-on tools, ideas, solutions, possibilities for people to create the lives they want. Let's talk a little bit about this leg of your journey and bringing this message forward on Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show, any and all other affiliates associated with this. What is this journey like for you, and how has this helped you to burn brighter?
This has been the greatest gift I could have asked for. It is an honor and a privilege to be down here on Earth right now and to be a part of these incredible things that are taking place. And moving from burning out to burning bright, and learning self-healing, and learning how to bring these, and being charged with, you know, the mission of, if you will, bringing these new cutting-edge technologies of gemstone and diamond therapy into the mainstream is absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the greatest adventure and the greatest honor and privilege I could ever ask to be a part of. And every time one of us receives a healing, all of us receive a healing, because we are all one and we are all connected. So to be of service in my practice or on the radio or sharing these tangible tools, there are actual tools that you can actually use with simple teaching and simple steps and demonstration to help yourself begin to meet yourself and heal these injuries and begin to heal yourself. And every time I help somebody else help themselves, we all burn brighter. And it just keeps giving back. Every good tiding that we give out comes back. And every time I learn something and I share it, we all learn more. And the more that I learn and practice, the more that I'm given to provide. So this just keeps going and going and going on to infinity. It's a tremendous privilege, truly.
Mm, that is so beautiful. I want to take a minute again to please tell folks how they can find out more about you. And I want to ask you what your vision is for the show and moving forward and for your work, Jennifer. This is so powerful.
So thank you. So please head on over to my social media platform, hashtag BurnBrightToday. And visit my website, burnbrighttoday.com. There's a free assessment. You can take a peek. There's a lot of really good information. Love, you know, pop onto my blog and please start interacting. Please, I really, really want to hear from anybody out there that this resonates with. What questions do you have? What would you like to know? What challenges are you facing? What perspectives would you like to bring into the dialogue? I'm all ears and we're all here to learn together. The more that I understand what the needs of the folks are, the more solutions that I can bring. So I'm really looking forward to that. And over the course of this year, I'm really looking forward to bringing forth real tools, real life experiences that I'm seeing in my practice with my clients, and sharing what some of these solutions are. And not only just sharing what some of the solutions are, but providing these tools for anyone who's interested can actually acquire them and start working with them for themselves today. These are available for you today. Then over the course of the year, we're going to be talking about burning bright in your relationship, burning bright in your wealth, burning bright in your physical, mental, emotional. We're going to cover it all. And I'm open. Truly, I really want to hear from listeners. Reach out and let me know what areas of your life you would like to hear more about Burning Bright, and let's see what we can do, and let me help co-create some solutions for you.
Wow. You know, Jennifer, this and much more, the thing that I know about you and being able to work with you, having the honor to work from you, is the following, is that, you know, sometimes we get pushed down in a place mm-hmm. that we never thought we'd get pushed down. But what we find within ourselves, and, you know, not saying that our football weekend was like that, but it certainly was for most, is we find something inside of us that brings out the extraordinary, that which we've always had within. And that's what you help people do. You help remind us that we truly have the switch to turn the light on. We truly can burn bright. Sometimes I think we just forget, and other times I think we just have to learn a few new tools. So I want to thank you so much for all of your work in this area. It is so needed.
Oh, it is my privilege. And I really imagine the day, and it is my goal to manifest, if you will, that these solutions become mainstream and become the new medicine, so that every home who wishes to will have their own gemstone and diamond therapy to work for themselves, where they can move into and create this incredible life of health and wellness and vitality that we all so richly deserve, and we can all create for ourselves. We just need to learn how and to be guided and have someone who's been there to help us get there. And that's my mission, and it's a privilege. It truly is.
Love it. Jennifer Marcinelli, everybody. A lot more to come about what it means to burn bright today, and not just to burn bright today for a moment, but to create a way of life. Jennifer.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.